Be'ezus Hashem, the shir tonight should be a schus for Shlema, for our friend Chaim Moshe ben Leah, and a schus for the situation in Eretz Yisrael, Chaino Kol Bais Yisrael, and a sun and batzor of Ashivya. Last week we discussed in Birchas Kehanim that the Kesher, why specifically these psukim were chosen to be said after Birchas HaTorah, although we want to learn Al Asar right away, but why specifically Birchas HaTorah, the psukim of Birchas HaTorah. So I'd like to add an angle tonight, and hopefully we could get Hesiris from this idea of Birchas Kehanim and Birchas HaTorah. That is as follows. We mentioned last week that Meshabur brings it down, that we say Birchas Pesukim of Birchas Kehanim, and we say Eilu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Shir, and Eilu Dvarim She'adam Eichaper Seim. And the reason is, says the Mishnah Berura, Benohagu Leimar, besides Birchas Kehanim, Gamkin Eilu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Shir, She Mishnah Umemra De Eilu Dvarim, Kedei Lekaye Mikro Mishnah Gemara. So we're being Mekaye Mikro Mishnah Gemara. So it comes out that when we say the Pesukim of Birchas Kehanim, we're coming to be Mekaye, the Chelek of Torah, Chalot Torah is split into three aspects. There's Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. And the Pesukim of Birchas Kehanim were chosen to be Mekayim, the Mikra, which is Torah Shebiksaf. Oh, so, yeah. Well, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. So, like this. So, if you think about it, it's a very, very beautiful thing here, and that is that we spoke out that really there's three brachas to Birchas HaTorah. There's Lasik B'Divrei Seira, V'Harivna, and Asher Baruch Harbonu. And we spoke out way back from the Rishonim, the Ben Yoina, the Baal Amor, they say that the three brachas of Birchas HaTorah correspond to the three aspects of Torah, Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. Right? And the Yavetz and the Siddur also goes with this, that this Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. So it's a beautiful thing. Could be that we're being Makayim Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara in Torah, that which correspond to the three brachos of Berachas HaTorah. Right? Very, it's beautiful. It's not just, right? We're being Makayim Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara in Torah, in Limud HaTorah, right after we make three brachas, which are highlighting the three aspects of Torah, Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. So then we follow through and start learning these three halakim of Torah, Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. Now, the Rishonim are clear that which bracha is connected to Mikra? It's the last bracha. Asher bachar bonu mikol ha'amim, v'nosan lanu ha'tayros ha'brachat Hashem noisen ha'tayros. That bracha is the bracha which is highlighting and corresponds to Mikra. In fact, right, when we read from the Sefer Torah, Mikra, you say that pasuk, right? You say that bracha, Asher bracha banu mikol ha'amim. So this bracha is a bracha on Torah shebiksav, on Mikra. Okay. So I'd like to tonight to make a correlation and connect Birchas Kehanim to this bracha, and to show how they really go together, and they're really mechuvin, very much connected each other, because the psukim of Birchas Kehanim are being said to be mekayim the aspect of Torah of Mikra, which we just made a bracha on when we said Asher Baruch Harbonu Mikol Ha'amim. Okay, so we'll start like this: that the bracha of Asher Baruch Harbonu, we spoke out in the past from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon is in Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel, and Kol Elio. The Vilna Gaon is discussing the bracha of Asher Baruch Harbonu, and he says, he analyzes, there's really a discrepancy. You say Asher Baruch Harbonu Mikol Ha'amim v'nosan lo nos teirasi, that's Lashon Ovar in the past, and then we say Baruch Ad Hashem noisin ha'tayra hoive in the present. What's going on? So he says, he explains, and he says like this, that Nosan Lanu, these two parts of the bracha correspond to Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. And that means like this. Torah Shebiksav, his words are, Yodua, it's known, Ki HaTorah Shebiksav, the Torah Shebiksav, Kfar Nitna Hashem Yizbaruch Lanu, Ksiva V'Kaim. It was given way back then. It was given in the past. Ah, however, Torah Shebal Peh, even though it's Kula Klula Muza B'Torah Shebiksav, even though it's all somewhere deep in the Torah Shebiksav, but it's every generation. Every generation we're adding and we're bringing out more and more Torah Shebal Peh. So it's a present thing. So it's noisin ha'tayra. So it's an interesting thing. This bracha is the noisin shenasa lanu is Torah Shebiksav, and noisin ha'tayra is highlighting Torah Shebaal Peh, which is an interesting thing, because this bracha is really a bracha which is really focusing on Torah Shebaksav, and yet we're also bringing in the hoive, the present of the Torah Shebaal Peh aspect of Torah. It's an interesting thing. It could be the reason for that is because Torah Shebaal Peh is not a separate Torah. It's expounding on the Torah Shebaksav. It's bringing out the Torah Shebaksav out. It's bringing it out, right? It's the Dalse Atari, we said, the Gemara.
You can't learn Torah Shebaksav without
it. What?
You can't learn.
Right. You can't learn Torah Shebaksav. They go together. The Torah Shebaal Peh brings out the Torah Shebaksav. They go together.
Doesn't the Torah Shebaal Peh have a separate bracha?
It does. It does. The Mishnah and Gemara. But in the Torah Shebaksav, when we're making a bracha on Torah Shebaksav, you understand, like David's saying, that it goes along, the Torah Shebaal Peh is bringing out the Torah Shebaksav. So even the bracha of Torah Shebaksav has in it the constant hischatros of Torah Shebaal Peh. And it's an interesting thing I saw yesterday, the Tikkun Tefillah, he says, but on the bracha of Asher Bracha Banu, he says, he wants to say that Rav Hamnuna says that on Birch Satara you say Asher Bracha Banu. So he says, Nira, Rav Hamnuna lo tikkun as bracha azayis. He wants to say, he wasn't misakin this bracha. Ki kfar hoisa mesukenes, l'kriya satara b'tzibur. Really, this bracha was being said already for kriya satara. Ela, shu nohag levorach hoisa gam l'tal matar diyachid, ben al tarish b'ksav, ben al tarish b'al peh. B'shvil shi koilela shteyen. Because it incorporates, it has both. He says because nosan lo nosterosi is both. But the point is that the bracha is a bracha on Torah Shebaksav, but it's kailul shtey, and it has both. It has in it both. So when you learn Torah, whatever you're going to learn now, you can learn Torah Shebaksav, Torah Shebaal Peh, it has both. So although it's mainly, primarily a bracha on Torah Shebaksav, but it has in it both aspects, Torah Shebaksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. This is an understanding in general, and the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim. Okay, now let's move on to Birchas HaTorah, Birchas Kehanim. So I'd like to share with the Olam a fascinating.
You're not being masber what Birchas Yivarechecha, right?
Or that's where we're going to get right now. So now let's go to Birchas Kehanim Yivarechecha. So like this, the Vilna Gaon in Parshas, at the very end of Parshas Azinu and Aderes Elio, he says a fascinating thing. He says if you analyze. Birchas Kehanim, there's total of six brachas. There's Yivarechecha, there's Yishmerecha,
there's two brachas?
Yeah, Yivarechecha Hashem, Yishmerecha.
One's bracha, one's
Shmira. Two things. It's three psukim, but it's total of six brachas. The first is Yivarechecha, the next is Yishmerecha, the third is Yo'er, the fourth is Vichunecha, the fifth is Yisa. And the sixth is Sholei. So they have six brachas. Each pasuk has two. Six brachas. Shisha brachas hein. But then he says that it's really five. The first five is really five. And the last one, Sholeim, is koilo all of them. Like we know, kli machzik bracha el ha-sholeim. It's machzik everything. And his words are as follows. So it's five and the sixth is really a bracha which wraps it, it's koilo everything. And he says like this, Birchas kehanim chamisha. He says these five words, Chamisha Tevis, that the Chamisha Tevis are Yivarechecha, V'yishmerecha, Yo'er, V'kunecha, and Yisa. These five words, besides Levad Teva Shalom, Kineged, these five words are Kineged Chamisha Chumshei Torah. These five words, Yivarechecha, V'yishmerecha, Yo'er, V'kunecha, and Yisa, correspond to Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And he says, beautiful. If you count the letters of those five words, there's 22 letters. Shemihen yoitza Hashem shel chov beis, shu keneged chov beis oisei shel atayr. The Torah Shebaksav is comprised of 22 letters. The Aleph Beis is 22 letters.
What's the Shem
Chov Beis? I shouldn't have read that. Shem Chov Beis. But the point is that the 22 letters of these five words correspond to the chov beis oisei of the Torah. Keneged chof beis oisei shel of Torah Shebaksav. Vishishis hu sholim hu klal hakol. It's koil everything. Vehu, listen to this, unbelievable. Keneged Torah Shebaal Peh. She koil kol chamisha chum shei Torah. Torah Shebal Peh is, he says, V'lachein hinechleles b'shisha sedorim. Torah Shebal Peh is shisha miyadeh, shisha sedim mishnah. Right, in general, the Vilna Gaon always says that five is chamish chom shetayr, is tayr b'shuk sav, right? It's chamish chom shetayr, and six is tayr shabal peh, shish shetayr b'mishra. Five and six. The reason is, why is tayr shabal peh six? Because six is the number that's kailul five in it. It's kailul five, it has in it five. And tayr shabal peh is kailul tayr b'shuk sav, right? It's kailul, it has in it tayr shabal peh. That's the idea. He says, these six brachos are really five, and they correspond to Torah Shebiksav, the Chamish Ruchom Sheitayra, which is the Chof Bezaisyas. And the last one, which is Koilul HaKol, that is the sixth, that corresponds to Shisha Shedei Mishnah, that's the sixth, which is Shisha Shedei Mishnah, which is Koil, the whole Torah. So that's the sixth. So that comes out that the six brachos are, that the first five correspond, we'll try to get to this soon, explain this a little bit, correspond to Chamish Ruchom Sheitayra, and the six correspond to Shishish Tayra Shebal Peh, Shishish Mishnah. And I found, Baruch Hashem, that the Rekeach in Alat Torah, in Parshas Nosan, in Berachas Torah, I found he says, Vov brachos beberachas kehanim, there's six brachos, Yivarechecho v'yishmerecho yor v'inchonecho yisr shalom, kineged vov sidrei Mishnah. They correspond to Shisha Shedei Mishnah. So he also says that point, that the six correspond to Shisha Shedei Mishnah.
He says all six.
Yeah, he says the six correspond to Shisha Shedei Mishnah. Yeah, yeah. That's
what he's saying. Just the six.
Yeah, right. That's it. Oh, that's an interesting thing. Yeah. Okay. So it comes out that the way the Vilna Gaon is explaining, that it's really beautiful. Asher Bochar Bonu, which is highlighted, which is referring and highlighting and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that we have Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh, and the reason why we explained that bracha includes Torah Shebal Peh because really Torah Shebal Peh is Kail Torah Shebiksav. It's all they come together. That's what we say when we say now Psukim Mikra. We say these Psukim of Berachas Kehanim, which are connected the Torah Shebiksav, the Chamish Chom Shetayr, and Torah Shebal Peh. And I'd like to just take this a step further to show how their mamash mechuvan zeh l'umazeh. It's amazing. If you look in the siddur of the Rekeach, he says that the bracha of Asher... Oh, I don't have it. I didn't make a copy of that. Okay. He says the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu. He says the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu has how many words? 15 words. Baruch Atah Hashem, Alkeinu Melech Olam Asher Baruch Banu Kalim V'Nasa Lanu Steir. Is it 15? Let's count actually. Now I'm slipping. It's 20 or 15. Baruch Atah Hashem, Alkeinu Melech Olam Asher Baruch Banu Kal Amim V'Nasa Lanu Estay Asay Baruch Atah Hashem Neisan Atayra. 20 words. Says the Rekeach, these 20 words, they're neged, they correspond to Psukim and Tehillim. These 20 words from the bracha, that when they establish the bracha of Asher Bracha Banu, they correspond to Psukim and Perek, capital Yutes, two Psukim back to back. The Psukim are Toiras Hashem Timimo, Meshivas Nofesh, Eidos Hashem Ne'amono Machimas Pasi. Next Pasuk, Pekude Hashem Yishorim Mesamchi Leif, Mitzvas Hashem Boro Mi'irasi Noim. Count 20 words. The bracha of Asher Bracha Bonu correspond to these 20 words of the psukim of Teres Hashem Tamim Shivas Nafesh. Oh. Now.
Just because it's 20, not because
there's
a connection.
Oh, so you could say like this. The pshat is based on what... Let's say it's like this. So if you look in Rashi and Tehillim over there, Rashi says the interesting thing.
This is Rekech.
No. Oh. No. So that's what Rekech says. Now let's explain that it's connected that bracha of Asher and the bracha of Asher Bracha and the bracha of Asher Bracha Banu, the bracha of Asher Bracha Banu. This is in Berachas HaTorah. The Rekeach says, "Oh, you know, I have it here, Taka." He says, "Where is it?" He says, "Somewhere here." Let's find it. One second. find it. Where is it? Where is it? Oh yeah, the bracha. This inside this atayra. The bracha says bracha bana chof tevois. Kineged zeh amru beis pesukim. Tars Hashem tamima pkuda Hashem Hashem. Ubehen chof tevois. Okay. So the shaila is what's the connection between Asher Baruch Rabbanu and these psukim? Yeah, these psukim are talking about Torah, but it's an amazing thing. If you look in Rashi and Tehillim over there, he says this is really based on partially based on a Medrash Tehillim. He says this if you look in the psukim, Torah Hashem Tamima these psukim, and then also including the next pasuk, which is Yirsh Hashem Tahira and Medes Lahad Mishpat Hashem Emesot Kiyachtov. Yeah, which is the third pasuk, which is Takanah, but it's a connected hemshach of that. There's six things. There's Toiras, Eidos, Pekudei, Mitzvahs, Yiras, Mishpatei, Shisha, Kenega, Shisha, Sede, Mishnah. Correspond to Shisha, Sede, Mishnah. And this is really a mizmer, is a Medrash Tehillim that goes through, shows which one corresponds to each one. It's a beautiful Medrash. Could I look at Medrash Tehillim, Mizvah, Yates? Unbelievable. Right? There's Moyed, because it has Lulav and Sukkah, Sukkah and Lulav, and then the Moyedim, and it says V'smachta B'chagecha. He goes, the measure says Moyed. Each one is connected, another chelik of another Seder. But then he goes, Vayter, says Rashi. Ubein kol shame v'shem. If you look at these psukim, there's a pattern. Teres Hashem, Tmimo, Meshivas Nafesh. Eidus Hashem, Nemona Machim Aspesi. Pekudei Hashem, Yishor Mesam Chilev. Mitzvah Hashem Borei Mira Seinayim. Yiras Hashem Tohira Medes Lad. Mishpatei Hashem Emeth. So he says, with the Shem, between each is four. So with the Shem is five. Ubein kol Shem v'Shem Chamisha Tevis Em Hashem Atzmai. Keneged Chamisha Chum Shetayra. Meaning, between each Shem, there's four words between each Shem. So there's the four words and there's the Shem.
Are we in the Tillim now?
In the Tillim. Look, there's Hashem, Tmima, Meshivas Nafesh, Eidus Hashem. So there's four words between each Hashem. So that's four. Yeah. And then Hashem. So each one has four. It's sets of four and one, which equals as Rashi to Rashi and Tillim. That's Keneged Chamisha Chom Shetayr. So it's beautiful. These psukim, which are talking about Torah, are they correspond? They incorporating. They're
one
highlighting
five.
That there's five and six.
There's
the Torah Shabbat Tzav and the Torah Shabbat Peh, right?
We did the six
because the Pekudei. So no, so
it's six.
The six, yeah, so, yeah, six sets. That's Medrash Tehillim. Rashi brings it down. Shisha connected. Shisha Seder Mishnah. So these psukim are highlighting again Torah Shabbat Tzav and Torah Shabbat Peh. So it's beautiful. Pshan the Rekeach. This could be a hasbro for the Rekeach. That the bracha of Asher Bachar Bon Mikolam Minosan Lanos Teras Bracha Hashem Noisan HaTorah, which is celebrating and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Torah Shabbat Ksav and the Torah Shabbat Peh, are Lu'umas, these psukim, which are keneged Torah Shabbat Ksav and Torah Shabbat Peh. Oh, but let's take this a step weiter. I found in the Rekeach, in a Siddur, in Birchas, it's like by Sim Sholem over there, he says, "Bebirchas Kehanim, how many words are there in Birchas Kehanim? Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha Yar Hashem pon v'lecha. Count those psukim. Count those three psukim. There's 15 words. This is 15. V'achazin koifel. The chazin is called the chayr. What he means is that the chazin says yivarecha and the kohen says yivarecha. So it's koifel. So it's times two. It's 30. Chazin koifel Birchas Kehanim harei lametevis. What are those lametevis keneged? Keneged." From Psukim and Tehillim, if you count, from Teres Hashem Tamima, the three Psukim, Teres Hashem Tamima, Meshuvah, including the third Pasuk, is 20 plus another 10. It's 30 Psukim. The words of Berachas Kehanim, which are 30, 2 times 15, is 30, they correspond to these Psukim, Teres Hashem Tamima, Meshuvah, Nafesh, Eidos Hashem Nemona, Makim aspesi pekude Hashem Yishor Mitzayim Chilev Mitzvah Hashem Bori Miras Einon Yiras Hashem Tohir Emedes Laad Mishpatei Hashem Emesot Biyachta. 30 words. Those 30 words correspond to these brachas. It's Mamish Kuminchayim. It's beautiful that the Birchas Kehanim that which we showed before they're from the Vilna Gaon and the end of Azinu, right? They they're l'umas, they correspond to the Torah Shebuksav and the Torah Shebalpeh. Chamesh Chumash Torah Shishur Sidei Mishnah. Those 30 words, when it's doubled over by the Chazan, those thirty words correspond to these psukim, which these psukim are the psukim that Asher Bachar Banu, says the Rukayach, is mechuvan neged. So that we see the kesher between Asher Bachar Banu, which is b'mekayim mikra, which is keneged the bracha of mikra, which is the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu kalam. It's mamish beautiful. Oh. So now let's try to explain a little bit, perhaps on our level. Hopefully we could try to explain this. What is this idea? That why is it that Birchas Kehanim is Merumz and Birchas Kehanim, Torah, and specifically these two Torahs, Torah Shebuksav, Torah Shebalpeh, what's the idea behind this? That Birchas Torah has in it, is Mechuvin, to the two Torahs, the Torah Shebuksav and Torah Shebalpeh. So perhaps we could be marked them like this, that in general, when we talk about Bracha, the idea of Bracha, Bracha really is it's moira on the general concept of this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meitiv and really created the world. That's all it is all about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to be meitiv, to be mashpia. And that's the idea of bracha, hashpa. If you think about bracha, there's really two types of brachas. There's a bracha in gashmias and there's a bracha in ruchnias. And really that's brachas kehanim, as Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Rashi says, there's a bracha in gashmias, right? We said that's important last week. And then yoyer seems to be more of a spiritual, as a bracha ruchnias. Now, the bracha ruchnias, right? We understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu, the main hatava, the Mesil Shem says, right? Ramchal says, is really in ruchnias, right? To become close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the ultimate, right? The Vekas Bakodesh Baruch Hu, that's really the ultimate toif, and what Hashem wants to be made to the Nevroim that He created, because that's the ultimate way to have be Mesanagal Hashem v'lohanis Mesiv Shchinasle. Now, the bracha of Gashmias really. If you think about Gashmias, it's a very interesting thing. Gashmias is there. A bracha of Gashmias is Be'ikrei really created that it should be to help our Ruchnias, right? Hashem gives Gashmias. It's meant to help our Ruchnias. The thing is that Gashmias, bracha of Gashmias always is a double-edged sword, because a person could have Gashmias, it could go two ways. It could help him in his Ruchnias, right? But it also could pull us down. Right? That's still a beautiful thing. So the Ian Tefillah. Right. The Ian Tefillah, he says, beautiful Lashon, he says, in the Bracha Baruch Aleinu, he says, Al HaRoiv, Shifas HaBracha, he says, Nebuch, Al HaRoiv. Al HaRoiv, most times, Shifas HaBrachis, the Shef of Bracha, Him Sibayis, are caused Lazivas Atar. The Lasik Behavli Azman, like it says, Ve'ishman Yishun Ve'yirat. So he says, beautiful.
Reason for the brachas?
No. Bracha al haroiv. Most times that.
Did you bring that
for? Yeah. Vayishman Yishun
Vayir. Away from the.
Bracha. What? Al haroiv. Shifas habrachas. The chef of bracha. Haim sibois. They take away a person from ruchnis.
Because if it's gashmis, bro.
Because it's gashmis. But he says that's why we say borech. The bracha. Where do we daven for gashmis? What's the main instrument? I say borech aleinu, right? Borech aleinu. He says beautiful. Baruch Aleinu, Es Hashana Azois, L'toiva. L'toiva. Says, the tefillah is that the Shifas HaBracha Tia L'toiva, L'chazek Es Yodeinu V'liyois Pnuyim L'limur Chochmas HaTaira V'lasas HaMitzvahs Asher Behen Nizke L'chay Olam Haba. That the tefillah is Baruch Aleinu, please give us Gashmias, give us Bracha, give us Bracha. L'toiva, that it should be L'toiva, that it should go in the upper direction, right? The bracha that we get from you should be L'toiva, that it should cause us to be, it should be for us a shefa, that it should be, that it should help us grow in ruchnias, right? And okay. Now, here's the thing. So we want to be makabel bracha, gashmis bracha, we want to makabel the shefa of bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's a dangerous thing, right? We're playing with fire, right? So really, the Eitzah is Torah. Because if a person learns Torah, then not only is a person then worthy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, oh, he's worthy because now he's in the sugya of Ruchnias. So now let's give him Gashmias that it should go up. But how is he ensured that it's not going to pull him down? When a person is Omel B'Torah, is Amelus B'Torah, then like the Nefesh HaChaim says a beautiful thing. Nefesh HaChaim says. He says, the Gemara says in Kedushin that when a person learns Torah properly with Yiras Hashem and everything, then he says the Yitzrah, the Yitzrah is Masur Biyadah, he's in control. To the extent Shegam Kol in Yone Zeho Ilam, even physical things, Heim Etzla Binyan Toif. They don't faze him. Even whatever Gashmis he takes in, doesn't stir him. Because he knows how to control. He knows that he's in full control. B'mido, b'mishkol karoi. Like the Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Taris Ksam Chaim. Right? A person has a mako and he has the wound, right? B'ni, kol zman shirti amakoscha, kol masha anoscha, you can eat what you want. You should say masha anoscha, drink what you want. You won't be afraid. But if you take it away, then it's a problem. That's so too. Kachamar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Brasi Yitzhar, Brasi Tera Tavlin. Imatim Oiskim, but Tera Natim Nimsarim Biyadi. You have another thing to worry about. But if not, then the Pasachat is ready. So this idea that the bracha of Kodesh Baruch Hu that we want to receive is if we're in the sugya of Tera, we're in the sugya of Ruchnis. Then not only are we roy to get the bracha, but then Kodesh Baruch Hu will bestow the bracha because. We're in a position that we're able to handle the gashmis of the world and to use it properly for the right reasons. Oh, it could be this could help us understand why the brachas of Birchas Kehanim. Birchas Kehanim is bracha. Is bracha. That's when we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bracha. Oh, tata, smoky oven. So he says like this. The two Torahs, the Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh, are merumas in the bracha, meaning to say that when a person has the two Torahs is connecting the two Torahs together. That's amelus b'Torah is b'machaber the two bracha, the two Torahs. The Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal coming together, that is amelus b'Torah. When you have the Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh together, then a person is in the position to get bracha. And I saw mamash just yesterday, beautiful. If you look in the Siddur Eitz HaTfilas, I'm not even sure who wrote this chilek, but it's like Hagdama. In the Brach of Baruch Aleinu, he brings down first, and this Hagdama here, I'm not sure if it's the Lavush, I'm not sure who's writing this. V'kosav b'pirish ha-machzer kolboi, Baruch Aleinu, the Brach of Baruch Aleinu, mascheles b'beis, starts with the beis, Baruch, u'mesayemes b'mem, mevorech ha-shonim. Bum. He says, Gam Efsher, what's the Pshah? So he says, Keneged Shem and Beis. Okay, but then he says, Gam Efsher, Shu Keneged Torah Shebiksav, Shemascheles Bebeis, Bereshus. Torah Shebiksav starts with Beis. And Veneged Torah Shebal Peh, Shemascheles Bemem, Meim Asai. Wow. There's actually a Goin, the Debarat of Bum is Bereshus. Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebal Peh. Yeah. The Debarat of Bum is. And he says, what's the pshat? Why is the Baruch of Baruch Aleinu start with the Beis and ends with the Mem? Shekol mi shaloi medoysa umekayma HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevarech oisai. Someone who learns Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh, he has both Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh together, then he's going to get bracha. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him bracha. Hashem is HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevarech oisai. So Baruch Aleinu has merumas in it, the Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. Because that's the way, that's the shlissel to bracha. The shlissel to bracha is through Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebal Peh together, then a person's zeichet to bracha. We'll just end off with, take this one next step. And that is that I saw a beautiful and amazing mitziv. The mitziv is in. What? As I said, tefillah. If you look by Baruch Aleinu in the Hagdama to Baruch Aleinu, he has a piece of it in there, he says this.
The Tshuva usually?
Yeah. So like this, the Netziv is an Emekah Netziv in the Sefri in Parshas Nosa on Berachas Kehanim. He says an amazing thing. If you look in the Sefri over there, the Sefri goes mamish, yivorechos, a bunch of different things. It's this, it's that, it's this, it's that. Yoyer is this, it's that. It's tons of different things. So what's going on? So he says an amazing concept. Says the Netziv says an illuminating idea. Kol d'roshos ha-Sefri begimel piskoi sholofaneinu. All these droshos about these three psukim, that it corresponds to this, it's referring, this bracha of Yerach is referring to this, it's referring to this, it's referring to so many different things. You know, it's almost like, you know, the Asham Nebaganu, you know, it's referring to this, it's koil of so many things. This concept, miyusodois al ikr echot, it's miyusod on one yusod. Shekol brachos sheba olam. All the brachos you could find in the world, ad kisei hakavod, nichlalu hakol. Every bracha you could think of is included, incorporated. B'milois kitzareis sheba berachas kahanim is included in these few words. These few words of Berachas, these 15 words of Berachas Kehanim, it's all included in those 15 words. Every bracha in the world is somewhere in those 15 words. Everything. That's why he says, beautiful. L'chein, therefore, asur l'chosef aleim. You're not allowed to add on to them. D'moisef gareah. By adding, you're taking away. D'medama sheyesh oid bracha sh'lei nechlaba. By doing that, you're showing that, oh, there's something that's not included. No, everything's included in those 15 words. Every bracha you could dream of is in those 15 words. If you want to add brachas, you don't add on to those 15 words. You don't add on. But the reason is, says the Netziv, because every bracha in the world is all the ganz, every bracha possible is all included. Ukvar anorinu la'inin, and he already opened up our eyes. He enlightened our eyes. Hagro, the Vilna Gaon says the Netziv, oh, enlighten our eyes with this. B'sefer Aderes Elio, b'parsha b'Ma'ase Bereishis. And if you look at Aderes Elio by Ma'ase Bereishis over there. He says, "Shekol Ma'ase Bereishis Merumas Bepasuk Bereishis Bara." The entire Bereishis Bara, the Ma'ase Bereishis is all Bereishis Bara. He says, "If you look in the Pesukim of the Bereishis Bara, let's not go through his Cheshbon." The Gaon shows that the word Emes is six times Merumas in Ma'ase Bereishis over there. Let's say one of them is Bereishis Bara Elikim. The Seif HaTevis of Bereishis Bara Elikim is Saf Aleph Mem. It's one time MS. And he shows over there in the other life, look it up, how the MS is six times. He says, if you take the gematria of MS times six times MS, plus, now I'm not going to explain this, but this is what he says, plus the word chesed, which is 72, because the chesed is kisik feidai, you get a total of 2,718. If you take the gematria, says the Gaon over there, of Yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmerecha Yar Hashem panav v'elech v'chanech v'yis Hashem panav v'elech v'yasim l'cha shalom is 27:18. That's all he says. That's all he says. So says the Netziv, in Ma'ase Bereishis, Alz was licked in the Bria. That's how the Netziv means to say from the Gaon. K'far nirinu la'ayin in hagrozal. The Gaon opened up our eyes already to show us that all bracha, everything, is all in these 15 words. It's no Ma'ase Bereishis. Everything is gepacked in these 15 words. Everything. All brachas, all shefa. Now, it could be that, and just to understand that on our level, the idea is, if you think about it, the tachlis of Bria, of Ma'ase Bereishis, is what? Bereishis, says Chazal. Be is bishvil Bereishis. What's Bereishis? Torah. It's all to get to Torah. That's the Dveikas HaGadol. It's all what it's all about. It's all, everything is, the Ma'ase Bereishis, everything, every banana, every pickle, every whatever, it's all there for Bishvil Reishis. And whatever you think of, whatever you can dream of, it's everything is for the Torah. Bishvil Reishis. The Gans of Ma'ase Bereishis. So they're like this. But that's why we have bracha. We have bracha to help us get there. That's why Hashem sends bracha to get us there. And it's beautiful. Because the Medrash says, I don't have it with me, but the Medrash Rabbi says, why does the Torah start with Beis? Beis is Lashon Bracha, says the Medrash. So the Bracha is in order to help us be Mekayim, the Bereishis, the Bishvil Reishis, to get us to the Torah. That's why, that's the purpose of Bracha. The purpose of Bracha is to get us to, and the way is by starting to learn. When a person starts to learn, and then they're a Kli to be Mekabel the Bracha in order to help them weiter learn Torah. So we start learning Torah. We're in the system of now we're ready to accept the bracha, but we're going to accept the bracha. Why to vayter have Torah? To have Torah vayter to bring us to more Torah. And I found this an amazing thing. The Rekech. It's an amazing thing. He says an amazing, it's unbelievable. The Rebbe said, "Mamish platz."
Es habracha.
He says, "Okay, I'm not shy." He says like this. Elu gimel psukim is gemar. He says like the Gaon, the gematria chav zayin meis yud ches. He did the same chesed. He says the same thing that those. If you count the gematria,
27:18.
I almost did it. It's 27:18, 2,718. He says that it's the same gematria as Zroim, Moyed,
no
Noshim, Yeshuos, Kochim Taras. Yeshuos, we switch. Yeshuos is referring to Nezikin, the Gemara says. Many times,
didn't fit into the gematria.
No, because also we refer to, many times we switch, because maybe because we don't want to say Nezikin. Nezikin is a bad, is Nezikin, Hezek. So we switch it. And Yeshuos is a reference to, Balturim does this also. We switch. Nezikin is Yeshuos. If you count the gematria, says the Rekech, Zroa Moed Noshim Yeshuos Kochim Taras, she said the Mishnah. The gematria is 22,708. Oh, he says 8, 19? Okay, maybe it's one of. I thought it's the same. It's the same gematria, yeah. Loimar to say vav brachos l'shoyim revav sedar. When you tayr shabal peh, you learn with the tayr shabal peh, which includes the tayr shabal. Then we're zeichet to brachos. The brachos come to someone who is mekayim. Baruch alein Hashem, Baruch alein. All the brachos come. The brachos of birchas kayhanim come to someone who learns tayr. So when we learn tayr, then we're zeichet to the birchas kayhanim. And that helps us weiter to go weiter in Torah. We'll just give him a sign with one last knetch. That if you look, just we're in the Parshias, we're finishing this week is Vayechi, the Parshias of the Yosef HaTzadik. He says, V'chein b'Yosef, vav brachos, he brings a v'yivarecha, b'rchas shamayim, b'rchas tohoim, b'rchas shadayim, b'rchas avicha, b'rchas hoirai. It's the six, by Yosef it says the word bracha 6 times, ki shomar kol ha-Torah, because Yosef was mekayim the kol ha-Torah. Yosef is just you know, could be the idea is that Yosef is the epitome of the gashmius. He's ultimate bracha, but he's the one who could take gashmius and the gashmius doesn't pull him down. He pulls everything up, right? He's in Erevus Haaretz, he's in Mitzrayim, everything. He's faced with everything and nothing. He's just steiging away, right? So he's someone that's zayichat the bracha, because the bracha is not going to shter, it's not going to pull him down. He goes straight up, and so he could take the oilam haza. It's all physical, right? Shefa bracha that he's involved with, right? He's the mashbar oretz. Everything is physical, because Yosef Atzadik has that koyach of Torah, right? In fact, Ben Zikunim, the Baal Turim says that Ben Zikunim is royim. He learned Torah Shabbal Peh over there. He says, I believe that Torah Shabbal Peh, and Zikunim is the royim kachim noshim yeshuis and moed. You have to know why Tyrus is not there. Right? That's a different shmuz. But Zikunim is Zroam Kachem Noshem Yeshuas Might. That was Yitzvah Tzadik through the Koyach of Tyrus Shabbal Peh, learning the Vav Sidarim, learning the keeping the Torah and time. He was able to Shtaigais and surpass all Gashmias and take the Gashmias and bring it up and bring Vaiter to our heights. So the higher heights. So that we are the service is that we should understand that the Torah, through the Torah, we're zeicha to bracha, and the bracha vayter brings us to more Torah, and that's the yisoid of Birchas Kayhanim and how it corresponds to Birchas Achshar Bracha Mara. Shkach.